It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, September 13th, 2009.
Only FDC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and you have again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. We have several news stories this week and some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the semi-annual dust-up on the Free Radio Network. We're also going to note stations log per the Free Radio Weekly. We got some off-air recordings for you this week, including Outhouse Radio, Eccentric Shortwave, 912 Radio, WMDR, and of course, MAC. And then we're going to wrap it up with some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
Hey, I am Ragnar Dansjold, and how are you guys doing this week? Been a good week around here. Lots of action on the bands with the Labor Day holiday weekend wrapping up this last week. Some new stations on air, or at least some new ones to me. Actually, I'll have a couple off-air recordings a little bit later for some of those new stations. The computer issues are winding down as I get the final tweaks to the new system in place. Still having issues controlling the gulch over my VPN, and I need to set up the chat software again. I tried to jump on some pirate chat rooms last night just to realize I need to install Chatzilla again and get all the pathways straightened out. I didn't have the energy or really the brain cells to do it last night, so that maybe I'll do that this afternoon so I can get back on some of those good pirate radio room chat rooms on the internet. But all things considered, the new machine is blazingly fast, or at least fast to me, at least compared to the last one. And we're getting back to normal here in the shack. But, hey, big shout-outs to Alan Wiener. Alan is celebrating the anniversary of WBCQ this week. What is it, 11 years now? Wow, WBCQ. I was listening to Alan Wiener Worldwide's the show last Friday. And hey, good show as always. You can download it at rfprograms.com if you missed it. Good show, Alan Wiener Worldwide. And shout outs to Alan for 11 years on the air of WBCQ. Talks a little bit of history on the last Friday show. I really wasn't expecting to do a show this week. I thought I was going to get away for the weekend, but the day job is definitely kicking butt, and in today's economy, work has to take precedent over just about anything, if you know what I mean. But hopefully in the next couple weeks, I will be taking a weekend off and getting away from the house just for a little bit. RSS, the long-anticipated RSS switchover has finally occurred. Last week seems to have gone over without a hitch. At least no one has complained that their links have been broken. I am no longer hand-coding the RSS feed. Yeah, for the last few years, I have written the RSS file and uploaded it up to the server every week. It allows for real control over the feed, but I'm trying to automate and streamline as much as the process as possible, and hand-coding the RSS feed every week is going to have to go by the wayside. But if you are having issues with the show, getting the show, contact me at piratesweek.info, and we'll get it straightened out. Okay, let's get into it. We got a good show for you this week, so let's get into Pirates in the News.
Breaking the law, 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 breaking the law. Pirates in the news.
Our first news story this week is Pirate Cat Radio. Yeah, Pirate Cat Radio out there in San Francisco has received some major props from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. This is a news story coming in that Pirate Cat Radio, the main pirate radio station broadcasting in San Francisco since San Francisco's Liberation Radio was stormed by the feds. A cafe and a pirate radio studio, Pirate Cat Radio stands proudly on the corner of 21st and Florida in the Mission District of San Francisco. And almost as cool as pirate radio is the local government support for the station. Supervisor Ross McCarmy visited the cafe and the radio studio to present a certificate of highest recommendation for outstanding service to San Francisco. Take that, FCC. The certificate reads, "The Board of Supervisors of the City and County of San Francisco hereby issues and authorizes the execution of this certificate of honor in appreciative public recognition of distinction and merit for outstanding service to a significant portion of the people of the City and County of San Francisco. Pirate Cat Radio, in recognition of your trailblazing efforts towards freeing the airwaves from corporate control, providing the community with training in radio broadcast skills, empowering voices ignored by traditional media outlets, and contributing to the advancement of the city's coffee culture through the unique creation of baristas of Pirate Cat Radio Cafe, the Board of Supervisors of the City and County of San Francisco extends the highest commendation." Hey, that's really cool. Pirate Cat Radio has some serious backing from not only their listeners, but the community at large and the local government around San Francisco. Not only is Pirate Cat Radio an excellent pirate radio station, but I have it on pretty good authority that they make an excellent bacon latte. Yep, that's right. I said bacon latte. You can Google around, take a look at Pirate Cat Radio. Very, very cool out there on the left coast. Hey, a heads up if you're getting this program early on Sunday. On air this Sunday, the 13th, from 1300 to 1500 UTC, Atlantic 2000 International on 7550. That's Atlantic 2000 International. Have links on the show notes, of course, to all these stories, but you can check them out. RadioAtlantic2000.free.fr. RadioAtlantic2000.free.fr. Cool. They're going to be on a little bit later today. Hey, over on the blogosphere, Radio 99 is updating their website. In fact, they're moving their website since GeoCities will be closing in next month, actually. And they have a new URL, a real URL, www.radio99.info, radio99.info. Very cool. Gonna have to check that out a little bit. I looked at it briefly, but gonna have to spend a little more time on Radio 99's new website. I received Dr. Tim's newsletter earlier this week, and very cool. A bunch of North American pirates have once again made it over to Europe. Dr. Tim caught Voice of Honor on 6925 Upper Sideband this last week. Very cool. He also caught Undercover Radio and what else? Outhouse Radio on 6940 this last week. Undercover, I believe, was on 6925. So a couple of U.S. stations making it across the Atlantic. Voice of Honor, Undercover Radio, and Outhouse Radio all being logged this last week in Europe by Dr. Tim. And that's always pretty cool. So, hey, congrats out there to those North American stations that can make the jump across the pond.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Thank you.
it's time to get into some forum postings found around the internet, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. Spanky posts that he worked the amateur radio ham HS0ZEE Sheridan in Thailand after the topic of pirate radio came up on his rag shoe. Turns out that he was an engineer aboard Radio Caroline and has a website with photos of his days with Radio Caroline. That's hs0zee.com. Take a look. He's the used to be the engineer above the famous Radio Caroline, now residing in Thailand. Hey, very cool, Spanky, for that contact. An official press release of the Rodent Revolution posts that Super Ape Human Monkey Boy George Zeller is recognized now as the smartest monkey on planet Earth. Commander Bunny has authorized that they devote a page to the Commander Bunny on Facebook to George Zeller. Photos and family history are shared with the now lower IQ subhuman monkeys to inspire them to be more Zeller-like and improve themselves. So you can now feel free to post both on Facebook and on the FRN your personal stories on how George Zeller has affected your life and how you're naming your firstborn after George. That's right. Take a look on Facebook now for Commander Bunny's Facebook page for some Zeller sightings and how George Zeller has now improved your life. Al Phantom posted a story from the New York Times of a legal low-power FM station broadcasting from a front porch in Montana, KXZI, Creston, Montana. Had a really nice write-up, as well as low-power FM in general was really kind of highlighted in this New York Times story. It's a really good read, but the comment from Bill O'Wright really nails it. He notes that KXZI is a legal station, but the rest of them out there in Montana is pretty much not legal. He notes that there's a front porch FM station in every little town around Montana. The nearest FCC station is in Spokane, and they mostly worry about the big towns. The issue is that pirate radio has grown so big out there in the West that the FCC will never get a handle on it, and only when people show up in the news that the government pays any attention to them. So you can bet Scott over there at KXZI will be getting a visit sometime soon, as he has now popped up on the New York Times. So the FCC will probably show up just to, you know, look things over, make sure he is in fact legal. Another official press release from the Rodent Revolution announces that Commander Bunny is accepting photos on his Facebook page. If you have a photo of a monkey you want to display for the world to see, send in a JPEG or a GIF to WBNYRadioBunny@gmail.com. You should really check out the Commander's Facebook page. It's a really hopping over there. Hopping, get it? Okay, one of the best posts this week was Outhouse Radio's post of an article of unorthodox broadcasters, apparently originally penned by Lex as a reply and a defense of pirate radio in another forum. It has since been picked up in the July 2008 edition of DX Listening Digest. It's a really good read with some basic information on pirate shortwave listening, touching on both U.S. and Euro pirates. Take a look at it. That's the unorthodox broadcast post on the FRN, originally penned by Lex. It's definitely a good read and some really good stuff in the comments afterwards. Cracker has posted an air quality alert. Seems he is disappointed in the quality of posting on the FRN in recent weeks. Without naming names, it was apparent who he was calling out with his post, all in capital letters. Mostly his beef is with the logging sections, with some individuals posting non-logging information in the logging section. This comes up from time to time. The pylon continued with Beans, Gristle, Liquid Radio concurring the fact that the logging section is definitely for logging only. This prompted Cosmic Debris, the supreme cat herder over there at the FRN, to announce that he will begin heavy moderation of the vines and consigning to the Bitbucket any posts he feels does not meet the criteria of the logging section. If you listen closely, I think I can hear Pat smiling somewhere. Over on the HF Underground, Phantom posts that Laura Smith of the FCC Special Counsel for Amateur Radio Law Enforcement is going to give a free talk for the Harrisburg Amateur Radio Club meeting located at the Holiday Inn in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania, Wednesday, September 16th at 7 p.m. That's Laura Smith of the FCC, the Special Counsel for Radio for Amateur Radio Law Enforcement, will be speaking in Cumberland, Pennsylvania. Take a listen to that. You can show up over there at the Harrisburg Amateur Radio Club meeting if you're interested in what she has to say. Also on HF Underground, Newbie Drodloss asks, what's the best to transmit to you folks in the lower 48? A horizontal or vertically polarized signal? That's a Drodloss, he must be up in Canada taking a quick look. He's up in Canada trying to reach the lower 48 states down here in the North America, and he's trying to figure out what the best way to transmit a horizontal or vertical polarized signal. Hey man, just throw up a dipole and we'll definitely hear you. Well, hopefully hear you. Okay, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 709, dated September 12th, 2009, covering free radio activity from September 5th to the 11th, 2009, are the pirate radio stations being heard? Pirate radio stations being heard this last week include Barnyard Radio, Channel Z, MAC, Outhouse Radio, Radio Gaga, Undercover Radio, Voice of Honor, WBNY, WMPR, Wolverine Radio, and WTCR, 20th Century Radio. Stations sending out QSLs this week are the stations of Barnyard Radio, Radio Mushroom, Outhouse Radio, Voice of Honor, Captain Morgan, Radio Gaga, 912 Radio, Admiral Wombat sending out QSLs, WTCR, Channel Z, and Radio Marlene, all stations sending out QSLs this last week.
It's awful. It's all big green eyes and those feelings like a catfish.
Baby, snap out of it. Listen.
Oh, go away, please. Go away.
What'd you see?
Oh, no, please. It's too awful, please.
Hurry up if you want.
Jumping catfish.
All right, that little Area 51 liner from WBCQ. Hey, congrats out there to Alan Wiener for 11 years on the air, just celebrating his anniversary this last week of WBCQ, and very proud to be on Area 51, usually on Sundays whenever Cosmic can get me on. Let's get into some off-air recordings now, and I'm going to click on the radio here. Just a few seconds ago, I had a station on. I believe this is Outhouse Radio. Okay, pop that back down. A little live pirate radio action. That's 6925 AM. Little live pirate radio action, 11:50 UTC Sunday morning. I believe that's Outhouse Radio. Not really sure. I'm pretty sure I caught an ID a little bit earlier. Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings. First up, Week Radio caught Outhouse Radio, 6930 AM, the 8th of September, 0150 UTC, S9, with only some minor fades here and there that Week was reporting. So take a listen to Outhouse Radio.
Thank you.
any time on this here radio station. W-O-H-R. That stands for Wolf and Outhouse Radio. No doubt. Hey, I see Week finally stuck his 2 cents worth in there. No doubt.
The Web down in Florida on his Drake SW8 caught eccentric shortwave 6940 USB 0400 UTC 9809 September 8th, 09. He had a really good signal going into Orlando, some noise and a little bit of fading. Like I said, around 0400 UTC, calling it the official monitoring station of number 69. This is eccentric shortwave. This is a very short clip. It's only 7 seconds long. Actually, I think I'm going to play it twice right in a row. Take a listen to a station I have not yet caught, eccentric shortwave. Lex down in Gopher Stomp, Texas, with his Polestar R30C in an indoor fug loop, caught World Monkey Domination Radio the 11th of September, 0120 UTC 6925 upper sideband. The couple real clear IDs. Actually, I caught a WMDR also. They were playing WMDR with a bunch of bowling league credits. Take a listen to how Lex down in Texas caught WMDR World Monkey Domination Radio.
Domination radio dedicated to the enslavement of apes, humans, monkeys, boys, chimps, children, and apes of all time.
You are listening to WMDR World Monkey Domination Radio. This has been a production of WMDR, the Bowling League and the People's Committee in solidarity with road and freedom fighters. Void where prohibited by Commander Bunny. This has been a public service broadcast of the Road and Revolution.
World Monkey Domination Radio. 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 World
Monkey Domination Radio.
Sea Lord down in Florida using a Tintec RX340 with a EWE antenna caught 912 radio, 6925 upper sideband the 11th of September, 1030 UTC. Take a listen to 912 radio.
shortly.
And finally, I caught MAC shortwave, 6850 AM on, this was actually a marathon broadcast, the 13th of September. This little clip is from just past the midnight hour, 030 UTC, SINPO 35433. Ultraman was playing the oldies. Actually, MAC was on for hours and hours and hours yesterday. So this clip is just past midnight hour 13, 0030 UTC, the 13th of September. Take a listen to M.A.C.
We just heard that you're chewing up Lisa's flavor on the bedpost overnight. Just now. Before that, we heard Camp Pirata on the Ultraman show. And at the very beginning of those two, we just heard Deep Beep. You know, his horn went beep, beep, beep. Right here on the Ultraman show. On over MAC Radio on your shortwave dial. Listen to this music on the Ultraman show.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Still have a radio. Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, that's all we have time for this week, so I'm going to get out of here. What did we learn this week? We learned that a Pirate Cat Radio not only has community support, but knows how to add bacon to their coffee. Check them out. We also learned Pirate Radio is alive and well over in Montana. And we also learned training period is now over for Kaz. He's jumping in the saddle and lassoing some kittens. Yep, that's all we learned. Until next week, gang, as always, thanks for listening.
Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week. That's PiratesWeek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.